Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, both of you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, of all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Williamsburg today, friends. Man, I'm telling you what, if we're not in Michigan, we're in California. If we're not in California, we're in Ohio. If we're not in Ohio, we're in South Dakota. If we're not in South Dakota, we're in Virginia. I mean, oh my goodness, folks. We have been busy little bees in getting the information needed for hopefully an up-and-coming television program that, Lord willing, we're going to be able to broadcast on a nationwide basis like we did the My War series, which, by the way, is available to you for free at sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Equipping the Saints. Go over there and check it out. Five-part series, which aired on national TV for 42 weeks. Well, we're gearing up to do the same thing, and that's exactly why we're in Jamestown, Williamsburg, and in Yorktown. Matter of fact, today we were in Yorktown, and I got to tell you, folks, I've been here not just once, but this is the second time around that we've been here. And when we went to Yorktown today, it was quite eye-opening, to say the least. It's weird how that kind of works. It's like you can do and say the same things over and over and over again. And it's funny how some people get it, and it's better for others at certain times than other times. And sometimes it's great for me, and it's not good for them. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. So when the Lord decides to open up our eyes to see what it is and our ears to hear what we need to hear, he'll do just that. Read Isaiah 10:27 when you get a moment. But without further ado, folks, if you want to check us out, I'm going to show you some visuals concerning what it is that we went and partook with this morning at Yorktown. Yorktown, Virginia is the place where the colonials and 13 colonies, obviously George Washington was heading that up. And with that said, folks, what happened is he actually went over into Yorktown with the armies, and with the help of the French, we broke the back of that of Cornwallis. And Cornwallis, in fact, surrendered there to we the people. And to say that it was a miracle, Hebrews 4:2, is to underestimate the situation, because there's no doubt in any sense of the word it was the Lord that gave us the victory. When we were there, it was, like I said, it was just, I don't want to use the word breathtaking, because that's not a Bradley word. It was just eye-opening. I received revelation. And it was as if the Lord opened my eyes to see more of what I didn't see the first time. So if you want to see this, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com on social media platforms, and or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And at any time, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12, and don't ever forget it. So, folks, when we were at Yorktown today, some of the things that really stood out to me, I took more pictures than I've ever taken ever a day in my life because the quotes were so well thought through. These were different men. These were men that were, of course, it was called the Enlightenment period, but really if we get down to the nitty-gritty, folks, we're talking about apostles, prophets, and teachers, 1 Corinthians 12:28, that were able to see by the anointing and the Holy Ghost to open their eyes, ears, and also give them revelatory gifts in their speaking to establish what it is that we have today. It's funny how we're told today how ignorant our forefathers were, but the fact of the matter is take your time to go ahead and do a little research on just any of them. Just do a little research on a couple of them. But I can tell you right now, if you're going to do that, you better get your Webster's 1828 out to understand the things that they're saying. That's how intellectually smart they were. And the fact of the matter concerning the forefathers, they weren't just intellectually smart, folks. These are the guys that paid the price to give us what we have 250 years later. And as I said yesterday, I say today, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, the things that they went through and the things that they said were, again, just second to none. One of the things that they had brought up, folks, was the freedom of press and how important it was. Now, keep in mind, these individuals came from England, and the king dictated everything that they did every step of the way. And I'll get to some quotes later on, but if you ever want to know where, you know, we get this saying in America, the big brother's speaking, the big brother's talking, the big brother's looking out for us, referring to government, I can tell you it's exactly what they were saying concerning that of England back in the days of the Revolutionary War. Same concept, folks. The motherland would continuously try to dictate them, and our forefathers turned around and said back to the king that would not be ruled by God, that you seem to have forgotten that we have grown up and were well able to understand. They don't need to be mothered anymore. So the importance of what our forefathers established was the first thing that I noticed, folks, was the liberty of the press. As a matter of fact, John Adams said in 1780, the liberty of the press is essential to the security of freedom in a state. And I'm not talking about licentiousness, folks. I'm not talking about lasciviousness. I'm not talking about excess of license to sin at will. That's not freedom. That's bondage. I'm talking about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And if you look at it as to how our forefathers worded it, you'll understand that's exactly where all of this was extracted from and birthed from, was the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. And we see that all over the place, including even that of the Declaration of Independence. But notice they said the liberty of the press, the liberty that is given is only what the law permits, said Charles B. Montesquieu. Liberty is what the law permits. So we can't violate God's moral law and then call that liberty. That's not liberty at all. And as I said earlier, it's called licentiousness, excessive license to sin, and it's not a freedom state in any sense of the word. But why was it so important that our forefathers immediately established that? Why would they come across and say the freedom of the press wasn't important as it was? The essential to the security of a freedom in a free state. And if you look at what's going on now, we see history repeating itself because that's the first thing dictators do and tyrants do is they censor free speech. And it's what's happening by big tech companies today. Keep in mind, free speech, friends, was given for the very purpose as a bulwark to stop that of tyranny. And what do we see with big tech companies today? I don't need to name them. You know who they are. They're working on the behalf of the tyrants and suppressing free speech that would expose them for who they are, Luke 12:2. So, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you what it is that I learned today in Yorktown, Virginia, and the American Revolution.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're just joining us, I'm about ready to get you in the know. We're broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. We're preparing to do television, and we are talking about some of the things that we learned at Yorktown, Virginia today. This is where George Washington and the colonialists, the army, of course, actually broke the back with the help of the French of the British, which was the strongest military power in the world. Matter of fact, that's exactly where Cornwallis surrendered himself. I'm going to get some more details in that. Concerning that issue and topic at Yorktown in just a couple of minutes. But before that, friends, I was just highlighting the fact that John Adams said the American printing during the Revolution and the liberty of the free press was essential to the security of a free state. And I was just taking the time to share with you, friends, that your freedom of speech is under dictatorship even now. And it shows you that tyranny is at work in a big way, especially when you see the likes of a Facebook, a Twitter, the mainstream media, Google searches, the news outlets. Folks, they're literally censoring the truth. And if they can't censor it, then what they're doing is they're demonizing it. They're trying to discredit those that are telling you the truth. And if those that in this country that called themselves Christians knew the word of God, they would know it was true, and they would understand the process as well as reading the U.S. Constitution, which is, again, premised on the Declaration of Independence, where three-quarters of that documentation, again, is our forefathers showing us what they would not put up with. Well, friends, I want you to understand that Samuel Adams, who was a son of liberty, along with Patrick Henry, James Otis, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, I think I just said that. The list goes on of men, John Adams, Samuel Adams, that were sons of liberty. And they set up something called the Committee of Correspondence. Now, listen carefully. That's why it's so important that you take heed to those that are willing to tell you what others are not, because that in so many different ways is the Committee of Correspondence in the present as to what our forefathers established during and after the Revolutionary War. The very purpose was to keep the colonies awake to what was going on and the sweeping changes that were taking place concerning the king, okay? Samuel Adams said, through the committees of correspondence, he said, tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. We do that continuously here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. It's exactly what our forefathers did. Tell Americans their rights. Your rights come from God. Your rights are being violated by tyranny and dictator wannabes. And he said, and show them how their rights have been violated. Again, we do this continuously on the show here. Number two, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Well, what did our forefathers teach us if our rights were violated? Not to put up with it. That's why when we look in constitutional provision, as we peruse it, friends, we find that we have the power to impeach and to prosecute corruption in government. And if we're going to allow ourselves to be bullied by a system of corrupt politicians in the mainstream media, then we deserve exactly what we're going to get. We're going to lose the very things that our forefathers threw off over 250 years ago. Samuel Adams said as well, number three, that we are to get flashes across the colonies. Well, we're doing our best to do that every single day, and praise God for social media platforms. But, folks, I'm here to tell you again, the very things that you're seeing on the horizon and in action are that of dictators and tyrants that our forefathers told us not to put up with in any sense of the word. Because, again, when we look at big tech and their censorship, we do need to understand that they are violating our First Amendment rights. Now, I want you to consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought blood and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. Well, you say, I hear that all the time. Yeah, but the Holy Ghost hovers across the cross, friends. He's the one that hovers across the cross, showing you the price paid for the very freedoms that you have today. And if we're just going to let that go and we're not going to honor the sacrifice, folks, well, guess what? We're going to be condemned by the next tyrant that takes his place, and it's exactly what we're seeing today. Let me give you a quote by John Adams, and I want to show you some more stuff that we learned at Yorktown in Virginia today. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, who was key, who was a prophet, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, who was key in establishing what it is that we have today. He said this. He said, posterity, that's me and you. He said, you'll never know how much it cost the present generation, the ones that I'm talking about now, that fought blood and died to give us what we have today. He said, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedoms. John Adams said to the Americans, his posterity, me and you, he said, I hope you will make good use of it. He said, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Just think about that, folks. Just think about that. Half the pains to preserve it. What did those men go through? They went through a lot, again, to say the least. I want to show you another situation, another place of situation where yesterday when we were in Jamestown, I was showing you the individual that took the time to shoot off his musket. And boy, oh boy, when you look at those musket balls and you think about those musket balls actually tearing through someone's flesh and breaking bones, it's not something you want to think about. But I'll tell you what, our forefathers were using the big boys in the process of winning our independence for us concerning the weaponry that they used during that particular time. If you're on social media platforms, I want you to see this woman, this rifle that she was using, this weapon that she was using, was bigger than she was, folks. This is at Yorktown this morning, and she wanted everybody to know how this worked, and she went through the whole process. And again, keep in mind that rifle is taller than she is. It weighs 13 pounds. And these were the weapons that our forefathers used to throw off the British. And again, folks, it's just unthinkable some of the stuff that they went through. And just think about the way of being killed through a bayonet. They said it was very painful, and it was a slow way of dying in many cases. But this was just this morning what I'm showing you here at Yorktown. And thus, we once again understand why we have the freedoms that we have concerning the Second Amendment. One of the things that I noticed at Yorktown concerning the Second Amendment, and I want you to hear me clearly, was that concerning our right to bear arms, he said, our cause and our rifles, we lead to heaven. Okay? In other words, they were going to do all that they could do, and they were going to leave the results up to God, and it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. I want to show you something else, too, that I noticed, folks, this morning. And I had to look up how to pronounce this name because it's bizarre. It really is. You look at the Nike of Samothrace, okay, or Samothrace. And this is the very first thing that you see when you walk into the museum in New York. Or, I'm sorry, at Yorktown, forgive me. And what I did is when I first walked in, I thought, well, what is that? This is the goddess of victory. I want you to think about this, folks, because this is the first thing that went through me. What it shows, folks, was some artifacts that archaeologists found. And what's interesting to note about this particular statue is it has no arms. The arms were broken off, and the head was broken off. But again, keep in mind, this is Nike, the goddess of victory. It was the first thing that I seen, folks. It's important that you get this. It really is. I can't overemphasize it. This is the first thing you see in your town when you walk into a museum, the museum there. And again, it's a headless statue and it's an armless statue. And I went over and I asked the lady, I said, ma'am, I'm just curious. I said, what is that? Why do you have a headless angel up? And she said, that is the goddess of victory. It's called Nike. And, folks, the first thing that went through my mind was this. Our forefathers, when they sought the help of divine providence, as they stated, they sought no king but King Jesus, and they made an appeal to heaven. And I thought to myself, well, what was the reason that they put Nike, the goddess of victory, up in this particular case? And the first thing I thought about, friends, was the headless and the armless statue called the Nike, the goddess of victory. Well, folks, if you look in Scripture, you will find over and over and over again, if there's one thing that you don't touch, it's God's glory. And it tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians that no flesh had glory in the presence of our Lord. Now, what went through my mind was in the book of Samuel, if you remember right, there was Eli, and he had two disobedient children that oversaw the temple concerning sacrifices that people would bring in. His kids were named Hophni and Phinehas. And the Lord sent an angel down to give a message through baby Samuel during that particular time to tell Eli judgment was falling upon the heads of his house, and no longer would he be a priest unto them, and that he was going to kill both of his children because Eli would not chastise his children. Okay? Now keep that in mind, because when I come back, I'm going to show you what I believe the very reason that Nike, the goddess of victory, when you go into Yorktown, was beheaded and both arms fell off. I'm going to bring it right to Scripture. First Samuel 5:4 in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Voting results from some Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine are showing majorities of the population there in favor of becoming part of Russia. That's according to the Kremlin. These so-called referendums have been denounced by Kiev and the West. Here's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday.
We are prepared to impose swift and severe economic costs on Russia when they move forward with annexation on individual and entities inside and outside of Russia that provide support for this action.
Officials are assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, which came onshore near Fort Myers, Florida. Neighborhoods up and down the west coast are flooded, and search and rescue teams are out trying to rescue those who were trapped in their homes. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said that standing floodwater is not safe.
Water is dangerous. Even though the storm has passed, the water that's there is still dangerous. There's debris, there's chemicals, there could be down power lines. People need to be careful. They need to stay vigilant.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about taking the time this morning to spend a couple hours in Yorktown, Virginia, where George Washington broke the back of the strongest military empire in the world, namely the British, with the help of obviously the Revolutionary Army that we had during that particular time, the 13 colonies and the such, along with the French. And so when we were in the museum this morning, this is the first thing that we've seen was the Nike. And Nike is the goddess of victory. They call her Samothrace. And in saying that, I just had to ask the lady at the counter, I said, what is the reason that we have, you know, why is it that we have this lady up here? And when we first walked in, and she had said to me, well, Bradley, she said, that's again, Nike, the god of victory. And I said, is that how they found her? They said, yeah, that's how she was dug up. Her head was missing and her two arms were missing. And I thought right away, I thought of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. And well, Bradley, what does that have to do with anything? Well, if you remember right, Eli was the priest during that particular time that was appointed by God. And because Hophni and Phinehas kept basically disregarding the rules and commandments of God by disgracing themselves before the children of Israel in so many different ways, from committing fornication to taking the sacrifices lightly, the list goes on. The Lord sent a messenger to Samuel, the boy prophet, and the message was that your house is going to be judged and both your children are going to die, and so are you. And then a war comes out of nowhere And Eli suspected he knew what was going on right there. He knew that it was the Lord that judgment was going to fall because, again, Eli failed to deal with his children. So the Lord did judge them. And in the process of being judged, what happened is the Philistines were the enemy that were raised up to defeat the children of Israel during that particular time. And the Ark of the Covenant was taken, where God had his moral law, his Ten Commandments in there, and within that Ark. And so what happened is the Philistines took it back over to their house of God. And it's interesting because the Philistines served the fish gods. I mean, just it's amazing what people will worship. Well, some say, well, Bradley, that's crazy. We would never do that today. Let me say this. America worships a mouse. His name is Mickey Mouse. So don't tell me it can't be done all over again because people have put Mickey Mouse in the place of Christ in true worship. So don't tell me how that is not feasible today or in biblical times, because today Americans worship anything and everything but God for the most part. No question or doubt about it. But I want you to remember that the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant with the two tablets of the moral law, Exodus 20, and they put it in the house of their God. And Scripture tells us in 1 Samuel 5, verse 4, and when the Philistines rose up in the morning, behold, Dagon, their fish god, the Bible tells us Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of the Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Hey, folks, outside of the wings, what do you see? The stump. That's all that was left. Hey, folks, here's a lesson for you. The Lord is going to share his glory with none other, rest assured. So to put a Nike goddess in the place of who gave our forefathers the victory in which they had is blasphemy, to say the least, and the Lord was going to have none of it. And so here we are learning history all over again. And when you go into the Yorktown Museum, what do? They put this Nike goddess up there. It's like, what is it that you don't understand here, folks? The Lord is the one that cut the head and the arms, and the only thing that is left is the stump, just like that during the times of Eli, Phinehas, and Hophni. Okay? And again, let me remind you that Scripture is very clear that the Lord will allow no flesh to glory in his presence. And one more time, I want to say this. Our forefathers didn't seek Nike, the goddess, for the victory that the Lord gave unto them. Nope, not in any sense of the word. So I want to make clear as to what we're talking about here and how we're seeing history again repeat itself. I want to go over and I want to read the victory statue that was erected on the behalf of George Washington, our said first president. So when we were in Yorktown, I want you to keep in mind that was the place where George Washington was used to break the back of the British, and again, Cornwallis surrendered there, okay? The statue was inscribed with this, and I want you to listen carefully, just to show you who's going to get the glory at the end of the day. It's not going to be a man. Not going to be a statue. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord will honor the man that submitted to him the way that he did Abraham, who he considered to be a friend. Okay? It says that the United States and Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and his most Christian majesty, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency the Count de Rochambeau, a French individual, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency the Count de Crasse, Commanding-in-Chief, the Naval Army of France in the Chesapeake. Wow! This is incredible. I mean, just think, Lord. I mean, just think, folks. Just Just think, the Lord always gets his last word in there, doesn't he? And again, when you look at the history of what Jamestown, as I took the whole hour yesterday and going through that fortified city and showing you those ships and what it was established for and the reason they left England to come over to Jamestown and to settle over here on the East Coast. It wasn't just Jamestown. It wasn't just Yorktown. It wasn't just Williamsburg, folks. This was the beginning stages. It's absolutely amazing, folks, as to how he's got his fingerprints on everything. You know, one of the things that we noticed today is we went to a church in the colonial town here. And interesting to note the headstones of our forefathers, the inscriptions that were on their laid-out coffins that they had, and how spiritually intellectual they were gives me a run for my money. And I noticed today, I seen some scripture on a wife of one of the reverends. And by the way, there were reverends all over the place. Don't forget the Black Robe Regiment that was a part of that army that fought off the British and the Hessians, and the list goes on. But it was interesting to note how spiritually intellectual they were and spiritually acute that they were during that time. These men were not dummies. These men were, in no sense of the word, cowards, to say the least. I want to show you something else I noticed just to prove that point. This is written by the fourth president of the United States of America. His name was James Madison. And of course, this was written before he became the president of the United States. I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm saying. You hear me say quite a bit that I want justice. I want justice. I want justice. I hate injustice. I hate injustice with everything within me. Isaiah 42:21. I think of Psalm 40, verse 7. I think of going to the New Testament, 8:10 and 10:7 in the book of Hebrews. If the laws of God are written upon our hearts and our minds, and if they're written upon our hearts and our minds, which they are, we're going to hate that which offends God. And it tells us in the book of Corinthians, friends, it tells us that when our obedience is fulfilled, we're to revenge all disobedience. Did you hear what I said? When our obedience is fulfilled in following the Christ, and we're sealed by the Holy Ghost, read 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. It's interesting that when our obedience is fulfilled, we're going to take revenge on all disobedience. Anything that offends the Christ, folks, we're going to stand against it, and we're going to revenge all disobedience. We're going to right the wrongs. That is justice, okay? And that's what we're called to be, Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4, period. And I make reference quite a bit as to what we see when we go to Washington, D.C., which will be there tomorrow. And on the back of the Supreme Court building, what do we see? We see Moses and the Ten Commandments. You all know what I'm talking about. And what does it say right under Moses holding the two tablets of the law? Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. What is it that we see? We see where it says, justice guards our liberty. Without justice, you are going to lose your liberty. Let me just make a real quick point here before we take a hard break. You know, I just seen a thing today, and it is none other than Ted Cruz complaining about how the Democrats, unconstitutional again, remember, Ted Cruz points out how Democrats have objected to election results multiple times. So you want to know why the FBI is raiding the righteous? Because you put up with guys like this who are loyalists. They're loyal to the crown in which they serve, and it's not we the people under God. Folks, this is injustice, but our forefathers, what did they establish? They established justice. And I'm going to make another point right when we get back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Yesterday, we took the time to share with you as to our findings into the details of Jamestown. And today, we were in Yorktown, and we'll do our best to get to Williamsburg before we get over to D.C. during the time that we have over here on the East Coast. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. And final shout out, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that when you go over to that of Washington, D.C., you see Moses holding the two tablets of the law in his hand, Exodus 20, and under it, it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. And what I did in parallel of that, friends, is I was just highlighting the fact of what the American people put up with is injustice. And what do we have? We have a loyalist to the crown named Ted Cruz. And interestingly enough, he's sitting there trying to protect the Democrats, unconstitutional Democrats, of course, and stating Ted Cruz points out Democrats have objected to election results multiple times. Who cares if they've objected to the election results? Look, that's all that he is doing, Ted Cruz is doing, this loyalist to the crown of dictatorship over the American people, is reinforcing their message by doing nothing to those that call them Democrats that have objected to election results. We're ruled by law in this country, not by constitutional parties. They're unconstitutional. And furthermore, the best that you have is sitting there telling the American people, namely Ted Cruz, that, listen, they don't like the result. Who cares? These are the people that are, in fact, friends, responsible for voter fraud. And what is Ted Cruz doing? He's patronizing the American people, saying, you know what, the Democrats don't like the result. Wait a second. They're violating the law, teddy bear, and you're not enforcing the law. What does that show you, folks? He's not a Tory. He's a loyalist, and a loyalist is one that is committed to the crown, is found in allegiance with the crown. Where's the law that condemns these people for voter fraud? There is none. Because the American people have failed to understand the likes of these people are loyalists to the same crown that they call the Democrats are loyal to. They have the same jersey on. We all know this. But, folks, this is injustice. This is not at all what our forefathers established. Let me show you what our forefathers established. It's important that you see this. This is James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. And what did he say? He said, justice is the end of government. Keep in mind, friends, our forefathers threw off that tyrant across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God. They even took the time to show us, friends, the usurpations of the crown across the pond, okay? And what he was guilty for and of. And they said that he wasn't worthy to be a prince of a free people. He was a tyrant. And they said, we want the world to know candidly what he was responsible for and what were they doing. They weren't talking alone about what they were doing. They were showing the world what they weren't going to put up with. So when they talk about a justice in government, which is the end of government, they were actually enforcing the very laws and separating themselves from the tyrant across the pond the very same time that they were warring against the British on in the American colonies in the United States of America. Listen to what he said again. Justice is the end of government. It ever has been and ever will be pursued until it be obtained. Is that what our forefathers did? It's exactly what our forefathers did. What did they do? Did they enforce man's law or did they seek God's law and enforce God's law? Oh, my goodness, folks, everywhere you go in Yorktown, everywhere, literally, I'm not cherry-picking anything. Talk to a historian here. For the most part, they're good. And they'll start telling you exactly why there was a separation. And the separation took place because, again, it goes all the way back to the fact that they wouldn't be ruled by God. Don't you tell me for one moment, regardless of the false pretenses that they fall under, the fiend pretenses that they fall under, that your said representatives are upholding God's law. No, you have a bunch of compromising diplomats is what you have. And they're destroying your country. And as I said, friends, all the way up, the way they compromise will be the exact compromise that you're going to get when they sit incumbent. That means when they say they represent the people and they sit in the power to do the right thing, but they do it not, they do the wrong thing through their compromise. That's what I mean. What justice are we talking about here? And I'm just highlighting the fact that James Madison said that justice is the end of the government. You're not getting justice. You're getting the exact opposite. Proverbs 17 tells us, folks, that, as a matter of fact, here, let me just go there really quick because I want to make a couple points before the end of the show. But when you go to Proverbs 17:15, I want you to understand what's at play here. You can also put this in parallel to Isaiah 5:20. And what is it? He who justifies the wicked, this is how your government is operating today. This is why you have the likes of the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, and other agencies attacking the American people, attacking the righteous. It's exactly what dictatorships do, folks, and it's exactly what they're doing today. But listen to what it says. It says in 17:15 of Proverbs that he who justifies the wicked, this is what they're doing, and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord. When you get to the point where the Lord says you're an abomination, it's time to put a check on yourself. No matter how hard-hearted you are or how blind you are, you better tear the scales off your eyes. You better take the cement out of your ears. You better pay attention to the fact that now you are at the point of daring the justice of God. And how many millions of men throughout the beginning of time have tried it and lost their soul? And here we are today. This is, folks, what you're seeing today, you can also put it up against Isaiah 59. Read the whole chapter, why judgment is turned backwards. This is judgment turned backwards. And again, going back to the best that you have in this country is nothing more than trying to put up false pretenses as if to suggest they have things in hand when they do absolutely nothing but promote through their inaction the crimes of those that they tolerate. That is injustice. That's what destroys the country. Ask Machiavelli. It's when the people of those particular countries didn't deal with corruption concerning their representatives. That's what destroyed their country. It's exactly what's destroying yours today. And they're on such a high horse that they believe that they're above the law. They are not above the law. The law of God is always perpetual in the spirit. And keep in mind, all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Every single one of us. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Folks, what our forefathers did was establish justice upon the heads of tyrants and their minions. That's what they did. And they separated from it, and they fought to give us what it is that we have today, only to see it being reestablished as to what our forefathers threw off. And how do they do it? Through injustice. Through injustice. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the headlines every day of hearing from Rand Paul or Trey Gowdy or Jason Chaffetz or Daryl Issa or Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene about how bad what they call the left are, and they do nothing in the process in righting the wrong. Again, that's how you destroy a country. Let them keep doing what they're doing, Americans, because you're losing your country by what you tolerate. And don't sit there and tell me about how this is the end time. Because you can rest assured that during the founding era of this country, our forefathers heard the exact same thing coming from the do-nothings in the church. Isaiah 26:9 tells us, for when my judgments are in the earth, when the people no longer put up with the crimes of men and obey me, saith the Lord, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Just ask your forefathers. That's what we learned at Yorktown today. What about Isaiah 51 verse 4? In closing, the Lord said, listen unto me carefully, my people, and give ear unto me, saith the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, give ear unto me, O my nation. For he said, for a law shall proceed from me. We have it right in front of our faces. That's what we're premised on. And he said, I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. That is, if the people are willing and obedient. That is, if the people are willing and obedient. That is, if the people are willing and obedient. Our forefathers understood the fulfilling of the promises when the Lord said that he would give the land to those that were willing and obedient, and so to their posterity. Talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.